$100,000. Moved by.
I'll move.
Second.
I'll second.
Any discussion? This is a long roll at the floor. James?
Talk a little bit about the scope of the construction.
You want to? By all means.
I can speak to it. I know that you all received the backup. These are the pictures that we had in the backup for the resolution to show the damage. This is the full relining.
Excuse me. Thank you. It's
a very, very large project for the pool. It's a full relining of the cement liner in the pool. It's my understanding that they expect to do this work in the spring before it opens again for the new season. But again, it's a full repurposing and rebuilding.
More walls, everything.
Yeah.
And they're going to have it done by spring?
So they would start in the spring to have it ready for opening next summer.
Oh, next summer. And it's going to be utilized this year, correct?
Yeah, great. It's open right now.
Carl?
No, and we run that pool for the benefit of Ulster County residents?
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, but there are out-of-county residents that can use the pool? Is there like a different fee?
I think there's a two-scale fee. Yes, there is.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. I thought they usually have swim teams use it too.
Yes.
Available for them.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a lot of use.
It's a nice pool.
We used to have our meetings out there when I was on tourism.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Swimming.
Very nice.
Oh. We can schedule Ways and Means, but on the one condition.
Don't go there.
No speed.
Please, Jesus, please don't go there.
Now that's because Frank Hill used to always bring a nice
Right
of food.
Yeah.
He still will if you ask him.
So
you sure?
Yes, please don't.
All right.
Please just stop.
She told me not to go there.
I agree with Jeanette.
Mary Beth, will you agree to me? You will?
Agree with you? On what? Providing the food?
No,
no,
on the conditions.
No, please don't go there. Please.
I'm going to tell her, but Erica said, don't do it.
God,
we have a meeting. What's that?
Something tells me it has to do with or without bathing suits or something.
No, it's bathing suits. I wouldn't do that to anybody, especially myself.
Oh, at the opening, the committee should have to dive in first.
Look at where your speedos, bikini.
Whoa.
I guess you're always
in shape. No. That's not the part. He brings up speedos. No. Swain trunks.
We just keep the diaper clad babies out of it.
All right. All in favor, though we're going to be voting on a long roll. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Resolution 212. Authorize a construction replacement bridge on Old Mud Term Tavern Road in the County of Ulster. Maximum cost of $1.278 million and authorize the issues of the bonds to pay for it thereof. Therefore, moved. James, second by.
Second.
TJ. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
We have tentative draft budget that everyone had a copy of the schedule. It's very condensed this year. Sorry.
In our
let me call you back, okay?
A little rest right here.
Sorry about that.
Bridges, big fat grid up in Mandel.
I don't know the answer. This is a multi. The legislature previously approved this. This is a construction phase piece of it.
Okay, so everybody has a draft budget schedule. We are having public hearings in Olive, Plattekill, and of course Kingston. We are condensing this year because of our commitment to the agreements that we have regarding paying for safety net. It is shortened regarding all this. We are going to start October 3rd. And ceased by November 19th.
I have to.
What?
Have to.
New Plattekill? Is that different than Plattekill?
Mr. Chairman.
Is that a different...
Mr. Chairman, as a native of Plattekill, I've never heard
I've never
of
heard
new
Plattekill.
But. All
right, cross new out. We've got Don, a new member here, so he has to get acclimated to everything.
In Olive, it's the town...
is it Old Olive or New Olive?
Town
Old Olive is, I think, it reserves Old Olive.
It's
marinated.
I would imagine. Victoria, where are we in Olive? Town Hall?
Those are like proposed places based on your discussion last year to be more geographically diverse.
Well, we've been trying to go around the county over the years. We have been to many different places. These two we have not been there, correct, yet?
Yeah.
So these are two. Someone has to request for next year. If you like, you can tell me. If I remember, we'll consider it. Yes, Ken.
Rich, I didn't see the so the 19th is the day that you are going to vote on the budget, or that's the day you would consider any potential veto override?
Do you have copies of it? Can you give Ken a copy of it?
That would be, we actually, yeah, we're voting on the 18th. There's sufficient amount of time for veto and all that stuff. All right? And there again, this is tentative at this point. All right. All right. Any other discussion regarding that? Yes, Tracy? Okay. The other one that everyone's well aware of, Ulster County Community College with their budget has been altered. Everyone has a copy of what has been changed. There's going to be no increase of tuition. Right? The county's coming up with half the money, and the community college coming up with money, and the college and the community and Ulster County is coming up with the money.
You know, I noted following the budget presentation, but I didn't note the date. I've seen a 3% increase in salaries. I mean, who gets 3% these days?
Well, the only unfortunate
and
part...
And then say you don't have any money, so we got to raise the cost of students' tuition. I mean, I'm sorry, could I ask through the chair? Lynn, she might remember that.
Hello.
Do you have any idea?
Jeanette, if I may, I remember seeing there was an asterisk underneath, and it was per contract steps.
Yeah.
I believe was the footnote underneath the 3% per contract.
Yeah, I know. When was the contract, though? When did they okay the contract? That's what I don't
that know. Didn't come up. They approved the budget. The trustees approved it, I believe, May 13th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know when it was last year or this year.
They built an estimate. I don't believe they have a contract in place.
Well, I have spoken to the chairman of the Education Committee, Dave, and have asked him to request through Don Cott, the president, that everyone has a copy of the budget at least a week before for next year. I know there was some discussions that a lot of people did not have any contract or any budget before them other than the night of, the day before, and I spoke to Don myself, and he is bringing up to his board, and he's assured me that he thinks that the board will approve, the legislators will have their adopted budget by their board a week before we actually vote on it.
Yeah, I can confirm that through the discussions that happened on this agreement that's part of this agreement that within 2 weeks of them the trustees adopting the legislature and the executive will have a copy of the budget for review.
But you must understand, we as legislators don't have any authority over their budget to veto anything. We can approve or deny the whole budget.
That's right.
Tracy?
But, I mean, on that note, that came up when last week I asked for a week so that we could all look at the budget. It was brought up that we don't have the authority to line item veto. We can either approve or disapprove. But on that, to that point, obviously, if we had an issue with an item and we were disapproving of the whole budget as a result, I would expect that there would be a discussion with the college as a result of that in mm-hmm. terms of the budget. So, I mean, I think it is important that we have it in advance. I also, I recall in years past, we also got personnel listings similar to our budget, which weren't in this packet.
Who made what?
So I would like to see that. And I also think that, I think we should codify it. I think we should come up with we the legislature, not the executive, what we're asking for in terms of X amount of days after their board passes the budget, we get a copy of it, and that should be X amount of days before we're expected to vote on it. And we should pass that as a resolution and as a policy. Because, I mean, it's nice to have all these conversations, but we talk about things lasting throughout time. I mean, I totally support the college. I was planning on supporting the additional money. I'm glad it's in here. But that said, I would have felt a little rushed at this last meeting that I got a budget and was expected to vote within just a few minutes.
Well, I think in the past that we had the luxury of the time on our side. I don't know what transpired this year whatsoever.
Well, they voted on the 13th.
I understand, but I mean, I don't know why the committee did not have the budget in hand to go forth and have an open discussion, about, at least the committee itself. And then usually what the committee does, has done in the past, you know, when Wayne Harris was chair of that committee, he had the committee discuss the budget and open up to every legislator. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the whole legislator would be involved at that point. You had questions, you can go there. So I don't know what why it did not proceed like that. I'll Jeanette first, and then Jeanette.
Thank you. I don't know why the committee would settle for a week notice of a budget of that size. When the past has always been done as a committee, when the college is preparing their budget, they discuss every issue with the committee. You don't wait till a week before.
I didn't say a week.
You'll get the budget a week
at least a week before, yes.
I'm just talking about
you said you wanted to codify that
Tracy said that she would like from last week to this week to go over the budget at this point.
No, if I can answer what Jeanette
was talking
about. Well, no, that's what you basically said. Hold the budget from last week to this week.
But the suggestion I'm making in terms of codification has to do with the legislature getting a drop-dead time for the legislature to get. I didn't say a week. We could decide it's a month. We could decide it's 2 months.
We are going to get it.
The committee absolutely should.
Hold on. We are going to get it right after the Board of Trustees approve of it.
How long after?
We will get it the next couple days thereafter. All right? And that would give us, if they did it this year, May 14th?
May 13th.
May 13th. So we would get it some time thereafter, shortly after that, to give us time to prepare whatever we have to prepare. That's what was told to me today by President Cott. That I would ask that he would go to his board, ask that to happen, and come back to the executive and to the legislative to give them a copy at that at the earliest possible moment after they approve it. Lynn and Hector.
We had discussed, and I had a conversation with Dave, about getting a process in place so that there's more than just a last-minute discussion, but a dialogue leading up to the budget so that there's a general understanding. The only thing that ever came up in legislative programs was the tuition. Asked for the budget, never received a copy of it, asked for it a couple of times afterwards. I don't know what the issue was, but that's why I made such an issue at Ways and Means at our joint meeting last week. Because you can't make a decision if you don't understand the full impact. And so I think it was a good lesson. As Dave said, typically there hasn't been an increase, so it's been a pretty rote budget, and in this case it wasn't, and I think this is a good process now for us to try to work to put in place in advance so that we don't have the same issue next year.
Hector?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First, I have to commend Legislator Archer for using the word rote in a conversation. It's really good. you don't see it very often. That said, it really is hugely important that at the front end that these conversations take place. I mean, I don't want to blather on, be on the same horse that everyone else has at this point, but clearly we had a breakdown in communication this year, and it shows. So, I mean, thankfully, with the work of majority and minority leader and executive, there was a solution that was basically found, but clearly the communication has to be improved. We really can't have this happen again.
Mm-hmm. TJ and Carl?
I served on that committee for a number of years, and I don't ever really remember getting a copy of the budget until like that night. Last year was the same thing.
When I was there, it was completely different. We went over the budget.
I don't ever remember getting it.
Carl?
I have to go back a little bit.
I do remember, because I was on legislative programs, that we had gotten the budget a couple days before the vote. But about the budget, I think that they did a really good job, because looking at it now, couldn't really make any determinations that night, only seeing it for the first time. What you said about the salaries, is true. Who gets a 3% increase? But in the same line of expenditures, they were minus 6% in contractual supplies. So they actually are minus $21,623, meaning that they had that much money to play with. So I didn't have a lot of time to look at this that night, and
Pencils and pens?
Well, no, but 3% for education, for the staff, whatever, professors, teachers, isn't that bad. But I do like the fact that however they did this. Now, my question about this budget amendment, are we talking about the amendment now?
On the, well, no, it's going to be on the floor. We have nothing to say. I'm just telling you to be aware of it. There's an amendment.
Well, I just want to ask a question, but nobody from the college is here. Maybe Ken Cornell can ask.
I'm trying to do my best, Carl.
What's that?
Try to do my best.
Okay. So the $3.5 million from the restricted budget is going to be gone. I can take it out of this budget because that's where you're getting that from. It says a current restricted fund budget in the amount of $3.1 million is hereby approved. What does that mean?
I don't know.
This came from Mark.
This is their budget submission. I mean, you're approving in the resolution is the amount of county contribution. And the proposal is to approve the same exact amount you did last year.
And, right.
And the agreement that was reached this week, the college had said that in order for them not to have a $100 tuition increase, they would have to have an increased county share of $245,000. So through the negotiations that happened this week, here on the county side, we were able to find roughly half of that in savings. We had a revenue line that we did not anticipate as much revenue as we were going to receive from the college. So we were able to forgive that from January through August of next year with no impact to the county budget, and they're finding the remaining dollars within their budget.
So that was rental income.
Correct.
Go to the second page. It explains it.
They're getting more state aid that they're using to offset that, plus they're using the balance of the unexpended fund balance to make up their half.
$86,000 for that.
So who created this? I mean, who's going to bring forth this budget amendment?
It's their budget amendment.
It's their budget amendment. We're just going to approve it.
What they submitted was a resolution approving the county share. That's what you're approving is how much county share you're providing to them.
Okay. I mean, just when, you know, I had a chance to look at this and it changed again. But I guess I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, legislative adjourning was correct, is that the county legislature does not have the ability to amend lines in their budget. You're basically approving the level
whole budget
of
or not.
Mm-hmm. Which also although the $121,000 is coming out of the county's
that's
anticipated.
Correct.
We are forgiving us a rental of property
right.
Of the BRC.
They pay us $318,000 annually for the rental of the space of the BRC. Because of the transition to Sophie Finn last August when we did our budget projections, the plan was to have them leave that facility in 14, so we only budgeted half a year, so we made sure we had a conservative estimate. Knowing that they're not leaving and they're still going to be there in 14, we were able to identify, you know, the $121,000 in that revenue line.
And this means basically no tuition increase.
Correct. They were able to tighten their belts with our ability to offset, forgive some payments to the county so that we wouldn't have to ratchet up the county share for them to maintain the tuition at its current levels.
Great.
All right. Ken?
Just curious, that after the college vacates, were you planning on using the space for county use or renting it to a different entity?
Our hope is that we're going to be able to combine all the health and human services infrastructure into a one-stop shop. I mean, that would be the ultimate for us because, you know, you don't want our residents having to go all over the city of Kingston to find their services. It'd be easier for them to come in and have everything they need right there.
When they relocate, will we be saving any rent from elsewhere?
We're still looking at it right now because we have right now the Flatbush location where health and purchasing and veterans are, that is currently vacant. That building is vacant. The veterans agency has already been moved over to the BRC. They're in there right now. And then the health department, we moved them into the Golden Hill office building where mental health is. So we have health and mental health in one office building right now, and then purchasing is now downstairs on the third floor of this building.
I guess what I'm getting at is, did we budget any savings in rent from a department that was going to move in because the county?
No, that's for future budgets.
Well, actually, it wouldn't be in 2014. It might be in 2015.
Yeah.
But if we expected the college to vacate in 2014...
No, we did not.
Originally, I don't think you expected them to vacate in 2014. In 2015, they expected them, so there might be a possibility of some getting some more revenue or savings of rental somewhere else.
In the 14 budget, there is no other revenue for other county movement into that space, so it's a clean savings.
Okay.
All right, I would like to... have, and I wish the committee would support me regarding this, that we write a letter from Ways and Means to Don Cott asking him for everything that we would like to be included for next year regarding the budget process, that the time, right, as soon as their board of directors approved their budget, that they would give a copy to the county exec and to the legislative staff, and that would give a sample amount of time to have hopefully the education committee vent through, you know, their process of any other discussions regarding the budget. So
why don't you do it like within 5 days after it's passed?
Yeah, or whatever, five days.
That gives them enough time to print it.
Everybody concur with that? Yeah. Tracy?
I mean, I'll support writing a letter, but I want to codify it. I want them to do a resolution.
A resolution? We have no authority over them to do a resolution, I wouldn't think.
We can codify the timetable.
Well, no, we'll codify the timetable because there again, you're going to use their timetable. They have a timetable due to their budget. So you're going to use their timetable regarding when they bring it up to their particular board of directors.
Right.
I mean, we have no control over that. They can do it a week before,
I'm
not 2 months
sure we
before.
Have no control. I'm going to talk to the attorneys about that because I'd like to put forward a resolution saying, you know, X amount of days after the board, the college board.
Well, like Erica just said, 5 days after they pass it, we should have an
article. We should talk about the specifics. But I don't know what you're shaking your head about.
The committee has the power to decide what you want the college to do with the budget. You're talking two different issues. You're talking about the full legislature.
That's what I'm talking about. Right.
Well,
now
you should be talking about the committee, because the committee should be informed. They shouldn't wait until the night they get a budget and find out that there was no discussion.
Yeah, but I think
I don't know, but I can't. Hold on, please. I don't have control over the committee. I'm not on that.
Hold on, please. Hold on. Jeanette, please.
This kind of back and forth is why I'd like to see it codified. This is why I'd like a resolution that says X amount of days.
I'm not sure we could do a resolution that's binding to the community college.
Well, that's
a legal question that I would have to ask Eric or anybody.
An the
but there again, let's just agree upon the concept that this committee is totally supportive of asking the community college for a process that we do not have this again. That we're well aware of what's happening, as much time as possible that we have in order to do that, and that the education committee goes through the proper venting of the budget. Okay? And if legislators other than that serve in that committee want to participate to that particular meeting, I'm sure it'll be an open meeting. TJ?
I think you're going close, but I don't think we're going far enough. I think you need to look at, much like we look at the county budget, you know, from a few months out, I think you need to do the same thing with the college. Because if you get that budget a week after the trustees see it, it doesn't matter what you think, because nothing's going to happen. There's not enough time to question anything. And if you get an answer you don't like, so what? So I think, if anything, what needs to be done is, if they start their budget process in January, that I'll say we, as Ways and Means, be made aware, but perhaps we're secondary to the education committee, be made aware so that they are then fully involved from square one and then can report to both Ways and Means in the body and say, hey, part of their budget this year is there's a 3% increase, including steps. There's this increase. There's that increase. They're looking at a retirement buyout. So there's going to be this. So that we have that process going through, so that at the end of the day, it's not, oh, I don't like it, because by then it's too late. So I think we need to be involved 2 or 3 months out, if we could do something
TJ,
like that.
TJ, that is the responsibility, in my opinion, of the committee itself. The committee,
no, what I'm
committee
saying,
has
you said
the
write a
discussion.
Letter, and my point is, then let's, in that letter, let's make them, if we can, accountable to the committee in Ways and Means secondary, perhaps.
Well, we don't want to be primary. All right?
Okay.
I don't think
no.
We want to be primary.
Secondary.
I mean, that's why we have the committee process, and the committee of education is in charge of the community college.
But do that starting in January or February when they start their cycle.
Absolutely.
But there again, that could be done without a resolution. I mean, as far as I mean, I know in the past, as chairman of the education committee, I'm sure they have a great relationship with the the president and the board of directors over here to get all the stuff done.
I wouldn't put $5 on that this year.
Well, okay. Hector first, then Lynn.
No, I'll let Lynn go first.
No, you can't. All right, Lynn.
Thank you. What everyone has said is we've already had a preliminary conversation about this. I personally had this conversation with Dave. I want to reassure this group that this is definitely something I'm bringing back to legislative programs. We need a process, we need more dialogue, and we need to ensure that people are in the loop. And so you have my commitment to take this message back loud and clear to legislative programs, and that we'll get a process in place and ensure that everybody's in the know. So,
Hector?
Nothing's
changed. All right. Well, all I'm asking, though, to make everybody feel comfortable, that we write a letter as a ways and means to education, to the chairman, and to the college, that we really would like some kind of process that we can feel comfortable in doing this in upcoming years. Everybody agree to that? We can refine it. You have something to add, you by all means give it to Victoria. She'll get it to the attorneys and see if we can do it, a resolution for them. I don't think we can, but there again, it's part of my personal opinion. All right? Everybody agree to that?
Sure.
Okay. Anything else? Tracy?
One small thing, and then I'm going to let you go on the other subject. But can I vote yes on these two? I'm here. I'm not over. The
resolution. Which one?
I came late. I apologize. I'd like to vote yes on both resolutions.
Yeah. If you buy dinner next week. No, yes, you can. All right. Mary Beth, what do you have?
For this, the schedule, Tracy? Is that what
I just
noticed for, it says Tuesday, November 4th, Election Day. I think that we should move that to Monday, and committee meetings have to be moved around, and they have to be moved around. I have somebody in my town who is running, so I want to be in my town on Election Day, and also for the voters. The voters should be going to vote. They shouldn't be coming to a public hearing.
I totally agree with that.
All right. Well, like I said, this is a tentative budget tentative schedule.
We have plenty of time.
We will take that in consideration, Victoria.
It's also a holiday.
It's a holiday? What is it?
Election Day. Most people have off.
No, we're here. But we knew that could potentially be an issue. We had a discussion about that in the office, and that's why we noted there that it was Election Day, so that you guys could talk about that and see if you want to move it. TJ, you have economic development on that night right now. So there will be...
The hell with the holiday. They can come down.
So we do have to move stuff around.
You want people to go vote. You don't want people to have to choose between voting and coming to a public hearing.
Depends on who they're voting for.
All right, anything else? If not, a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye. Thank you.
Right?
See if you can do that. I doubt if you can. But
where are we in here?
You have no policy over $3.